Earlier this week, I had the great pleasure. I'm going pretty regularly now to the newly formed Divine Mercy Academy. It's just a really special place. They began it this year. It's over on Old Sauk Road, little munchkins, and I just love going there and offering Mass with them. And anyway, that particular day, I said, I'm going to talk to them about eagles. And so there's a story about, and I think I've shared it with you before, but an eagle egg that's abandoned and a prairie chicken, a hen, finds it and sits on it and it hatches. And so they all believe that that's another prairie chicken. Until one day that the little eaglet, who is pecking garbage with the rest of the prairie chickens and not flying because they don't fly, looked up and saw an eagle soaring and started asking Mom what that was. And she says, well, that's an eagle. And of course, you can't do that because you're just a prairie chicken. And they went back to pecking garbage and just believed that he was never going to fly. And all he had to do is understand that he just had to set his wings and start soaring. And he just died believing he was a garbage-pecking prairie chicken. And that's the story I shared. And as I was on my way to Divine Mercy Academy, I'm driving down Mineral Point here, and I just said, and I think I said it out loud, you know, I'm alone in the car, please, God, can you show me an eagle? Because I had been driving around the country the other day and kind of silently asked for an eagle, but didn't see one. Anyways, I drive about a block farther down Mineral Point, and imagine this, and there's the wire, you know, the electrical wires, and perched right on top of it, as if to stand at attention, is a beautiful eagle. I thought he was going to bring his wing up and do this as I drove by. I mean, it was just so glorious. I'm like, thank you, God. And God does amazing things like that. But the reason I think it's a fun story, I wanted to share it with you, but I also think it's appropriate here as we're starting Lent to talk about how God is calling us all to soar like eagles. You know, the world is trying to convince you you're just a garbage-picking prairie chicken. You know, you just kind of get by, you just kind of, and you never soar to new heights. You know, we've been reflecting a lot about the three stories of Archbishop Fulton Sheen. That's actually in the introduction to this book here. There's the four levels of happiness I teach on a lot. That we're called to those new heights of love, of living. Yeah. Life is Worth Living was the name of the show Archbishop Fulton Sheen had on every week. And it was the most popular show on TV. Non-Catholics loved it just as much as the Catholics. Because it got that heart-pounding call to be eagles as we live our lives. Not garbage-picking prairie chickens. And so we see today's gospel. Jesus is put out in the desert 40 days. That's the original one. That's what we do 40 days. To be tempted by the devil, it said. Now, what are we doing during these 40 days ourselves? Well, we're mimicking that. You know, we're not... He didn't eat for the whole 40 days, but we give up stuff. And it's hard. You know, we love our comforts. We love our routines. We love the way we do things. So much so that it's hard to break through that. And so we just kind of go along to get along. And what Jesus is teaching us and what our Catholic tradition has shown us is that this is a very special time, these 40 days, to challenge our comforts, those things that take priority ahead of God. You know, as we've been leading up to Lent, and you know, we were talking again about entering into 90 days together, one of the things that I prescribed was that we work on our physical conditioning as well. This past week, my friend Brian Wentz who I lift weights with, put extra weights on the bars. Yikes. And you do that last lift, right? And I'm like this, don't help me, don't help me, don't help me, don't help me. Because it looks like I'm not gonna make it. And I get it all the way up. And it's like winning the Super Bowl. But see, look what's happening there. It's a challenge. And I've used that as an analogy a lot of what we're doing here during Lent. Don't help me, don't help me, don't help me. I want this challenge. I want to press through it. I want to do it for you, God. I want to become stronger. So there we're talking about physical strength. But here we're talking about our spiritual strength, which ultimately is the depth of our love for God. I've been saying all along that we've been doing religion great. But are we Martha out in the kitchen instead of Mary at the feet of Jesus? Just loving on him, adoring him in awe and wonder, hanging on his every word, looking now for opportunities to give him our all, to give us our everything. You see, that's how we set our wings and fly. That's how we soar above the garbage-picking prairie chickens and live life to the fullest. That's what this Lent is all about. Jesus faced three temptations, and each one was a higher one. If you notice even the positioning of where they were. First, he's in the desert. And he's hungry. Well, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. For it is written, man does not live by bread alone. Do we live just by our sensate desires? The lust of the flesh, the hunger pangs in our heart. We're challenging those during this time of Lent. We're pressing through them. We're becoming stronger so that we can set our wings and fly. So we can face challenges in our lives. You've heard me say, this, I did a diagnosis of our culture in these last 2 years. We were challenged. We were challenged over these last 2 years. And we were found sick, spiritually sick, weak. Because we're doing religion well. But are we loving on God as we should? And so the devil had an easy time of it. I don't know about you, but I'm not taking that anymore. Would become strong. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For we're not fighting flesh and blood here. We're fighting dark forces in the supernatural realm. Ephesians 6, 10 to 12. We got to be strong. Or the devil's going to eat our lunch as he has over the last 2 years. I hope that was a valuable lesson we've learned so that we understand we got to get strong. Then the devil takes our Lord higher and he says to them, for it is written, I shall give you all this power and glory, the devil says, for it has been handed over to me. That's true. He's called the prince of the world. And so if we're not greatly connected, that divine connection to God, we're left to flounder in the world and all of its influencers. Go ahead and do your own diagnosis. All around us, family, friends, neighbors are being pulled by these influencers to accept as new normal horrors unto God. And we just said, well, that's too bad. We're just prairie chickens eating garbage. So we just accept it. No, we're called to set our wings and fly. Not a hunger for power and control. You heard me say my pet peeve growing up was cliques. We're superior to you. We're getting beaten up by that right now. Virtue signaling all around us, right? Well, I'm superior to you. Because look what I have on my face. I don't want to get into that. But do you see? Are we just prairie chickens? No, my brothers and sisters, we're not. We're children of God. It's time to fly. And then the devil takes Jesus up to the parapet of the temple, the highest point, the most revered place. Well, if you're the Son of God, you can jump off of this place and the angels will catch you and make sure you're safe. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Oh, how many times we test the Lord. Surely this is okay. Surely that's okay. We throw ourselves down in our sins and expect God to be okay with that. No harm done. No harm, no foul, right? It's just fine to live our lives like that as prairie chickens eating garbage. I don't know about you, but I want to face the challenges. I want to do it on my own. I mean, together with all of you. Don't help, don't help, don't help. I want to face those challenges and get strong. I pray you do too. And here's the prescription, and you can have your own diagnosis of what's going on, but I think we were weak. We were weak in our love. We were strong in our law, but we were weak in our love. It's time to get close to God. It's time to truly understand who we are. We are children of God. We're not the devil's play toy. We're not prairie chickens. We're eagles. Let's soar like we've never soared before. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe.